Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. I'm going to try to get through this one as fast as I can. So here we go. First, we've got Pop Culture Convention. We are an affiliate with them. Their actual convention event date will be on June 1st. That will be at the Provo Convention Center. I would love to see as many people there. So if you are planning on attending, make sure that you go and get your tickets. Swing by the crackedbrain.com website, and you'll see a couple of different key images there right over towards the front and top of the site. Go ahead, get your tickets just by clicking over on one of those images, and you will make sure, it's like, you'll make sure to go and get your ticket there. We will look forward to seeing you. We've got a couple of things planned there as far as panels go, and maybe a couple of quick little surprises before then as well. Some other great events that they have planned. First up, you've got the Captain Marvel premiere screening. That will be March 7th at 7 p.m. Down over here in Pleasant Grove. I'd love to see as many people out over there as possible. Tickets start at $20 and then go to $35. That $20 will get you not only your pass into the premiere itself, but will also get you a limited edition tee as well. Something that I forgot last week was actually that they're going to hold a mini cosplay contest before the movie. Prizes will include some various gift cards and things like that, as well as passes to Pop Culture Convention in June. So I'd love to see as many of you all out over there as possible. Again, you can go and find that link in the Cracked Brain website. Just click over on the picture of the Captain Marvel premiere banner, and we'll go and get that to you. And after that, we've got the cosplay ball. It's going to be a great night filled with dancing, fun, karaoke, and more. You can go and get those tickets as well on the website. Make sure that you've got your cosplay kind of planned out for then. And light drinks, refreshments, dessert will be available. And if you do reserve ahead of time, you might be able to go and get some food there as well. There we go. We've got those events kind of packed for you. We also made the announcement that we are attending Level Up Expo in Las Vegas. That will be April, I believe it's 26th through the 28th. We've got, I think about four panels that we will be taking part in as of right now. Possibly more coming up. I'll have more information for you. So if you happen to be either local to the Las Vegas area or you're planning on attending, we would love to see you out there. Feel free to go and send us a message. Let us know what you want to see, and we will get that ready for you. All right, and from there, let me see, going down our list. Aha, we've got Patreon. So our Patreon is a great way that if you all enjoy either the YouTube content or the podcast, it's a great way to be able to go and help us out, keep the lights on, make sure that we can keep on bringing you bigger and better content. So we've got different tiers available. The $1 tier gets you an advance listening capability on the podcast itself, the Crack Brain Podcast, as well as access to the live stream, the private Discord channel, as well as interactions in the podcast itself. So, like I said, that's for the $1. The $5 tier will be able to go and get you those same things, as well as some physical things. We've got stickers and team prints. The stickers have already been printed out. The prints are actually being produced right now. So we're getting ready to go and send those out. So if you do want to be able to go and get January's print, make sure that you sign on before the end of the month. And we'll make sure to go and get those out to you. If you are late to going and getting onto the Patreon, but you still want to go and get those stickers and prints, you're more than welcome to wait after the month is actually ended. We're going to be putting those stickers and prints for sale on the website. Now, they will be a little bit more expensive than just going through Patreon. So if you want to be able to get them at a cheaper price and get them early, it's best to go through Patreon. If you want to just go and get them afterwards, you're more than welcome to go and do that too. We're really excited to be able to bring the store back to you guys. And then we also have a $10 tier that will get you all the previous rewards, plus a specialized fan chibi that you can actually go and talk with Ray, one of our artists, and she will help you to go and design it, print it out for you, and give it to you just as part of our thank you for that. Speaking of a thank you, we would like to be able to thank our current Patreon backers. So we've got Brandon Peck, Dorkside Cookies, George Alcoser, Miles Cortez, Ryan Bielik, Sammy LeMay, and Stephanie Sooty Stork. Oh, and not to mention The Dwarf. I love that name. I really do. So thank you all for your contributions as far as Patreon. We'd love to see more of you guys out over there. Because we actually did hit our $50 reward tier goal, we'd kind of really been wanting to hit that. That was going to be able to provide pretty much everything that we needed to make sure that the basic digital costs for running the website, the YouTube, and some of the various other things made sure that that was going to be handled. We actually crossed that last week. So we kind of sat down, we started thinking of what we'd like to do, and we actually have that for you guys. So get out a piece of paper real quick, because February 23rd, we'll be holding a 8-hour live stream. There, we're going to be doing more gameplays, so if you guys really like what we do over on YouTube, you'll be able to see that. We're going to be recording both episodes of the podcast. There's an actual very special one planned for a Kawaii cast. So you'll be able to go and catch those, and we are even going to be doing giveaways. Some of the different prizes for the giveaways will be a Visa gift card. I believe it's priced over at $50. We might be getting another one of those as well. We've already compiled a Foam and Warbler cosplay bundle. Its value is over $90. We'll be able to go and give that out to you as well. And then PopCon has been gracious enough to be able to go and send us out some passes that we can give away as well. And we even have even more prizes still being compiled for there. So if you want to be able to go and join that live stream, you just have to go over to our Patreon page. We're still working out the finer details, but if you at least sign on for $1, you'll be able to go and catch that live stream. So we will have more information for you as the weeks kind of get a little bit closer. But again, we'd love to see as many of you in there and interacting with us during that time. All right, that's about it on the announcements. Definitely make sure that you check out some of our different social media platforms. You can find them just over at The Cracked Brain. If you're interested in our Discord channel, which we actually kind of interact a little bit more regularly there, and we tend to actually do a little bit more of our early announcements on there as well. Go over to the different areas either on the website or over on our social media platforms, and you can find that link. All right, now as we get started with this week's episode, this one was the last of the episodes recorded a couple weeks ago, and you'll recognize a very familiar voice. We've got Madam Moody back on for the podcast, and of course, things tend to get a little crazy in the best possible way. So we definitely had a whole lot of fun. Caden also joins us for this episode as well. I'll admit this is probably one of the better episodes of the podcast. So definitely sit back, enjoy this episode, which we have called With 100% More Moody. All right.
My dick is not out.
No, it's a beacon.
It's not always about your penis, Pat.
See, now that there's a video element, now people can see when I do the longs hang like, what? So, yes. Can I now start the podcast?
No. I'm sorry. It came out.
Welcome to Crack Brain Podcast.
I get one.
This
get
is
one.
Your host, Stefan.
When have I ever talked like
that? I don't know. I was just going for it, man. I was trying to go for like a deep, sexy voice, because that's what you are.
Deep and sexy.
Sexy voice.
So, well, okay, that's my new nickname. So, you know,
deep sexy voice.
Like in well, no, I was thinking just deep sexy. So all of a sudden it went from like Operation Deep Throat to Operation Deep Sexy.
Is that like Deep South, but it's deep sexy?
I don't know. I don't know. I just
crickets.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Right. I don't know what that was.
See, I'm just going to say that I already started the podcast before. So what you guys are now hearing, okay, was technically the start of the podcast. I'm not really, you know what? Welcome to episode 133 of the Crack Brain Podcast. I am your host, Stefan Watson. Sitting to my right,
I am white, deep voice Stefan.
What?
Judgment.
All staring.
Oh, we're doing our fake names. Okay.
And then to my right,
yeah.
It's Kato.
Kato voice Stefan.
Kato's voice Stefan.
Hello.
Hey,
you guys. Kato voice Stefan.
Oh, hi. It's Tits McGee, Madam Moody. Suck it, Woodpecker.
Voice Stefan.
Sponsored by Woodpecker Cowboy.
Okay.
That's why we're separated.
I know. I am in the. You know what? You just needed some Superman action.
It's not Battle Royale tonight.
Sure, that's why it
was. Right. You got it?
I like sitting in this spot better than over there.
Yeah, it's, I'm now realizing that this is just your spot.
This is my spot next to you.
This is my spot. This is your spot. And then others.
And then others. Yeah.
We're the others. Go us.
You know, have you ever seen that movie? The Others?
That was good.
I legitimately do not know.
I don't
Nicole
care.
Kidman. Oh, it's a horror movie, so you
the
probably
other,
have it.
Yeah. Hello.
And I'm not talking to you.
I don't care if you're not talking to me.
See, and that's a thing. Where it's like, okay, you know that I probably haven't seen the movie. You know that she has seen the movie.
Because I already assume, because I could just say something and she'd be like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're an idiot, Peck.
Die!
Well,
they all say, die!
In a video yet to come out, it's a horror one, I talk about how during scary movies, I close my eyes. I'm with Stefan on this, 100%.
Okay, but here's the thing, all right?
Like, I close my eyes. When the music's like, ding, 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 I'm like, nope!
See, you close your eyes. I don't go to the movies. So it's not just like me. All right? Because you're sitting there like, I don't want to see the scary thing, so I'm going to cover my eyes. I just don't go to where the scary thing can be seen. That's the difference.
I mean, I don't go to the movies. It's mostly I try to watch it at home.
Again! I don't go to where the scary thing can be seen.
I mean, I know that's worse, but...
When you watch it at home, it's hiding in your closet.
Yeah. You're welcome. My friends say hi.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
No,
I'm
the thing's
it.
In the closet.
I'm getting it. Yep.
Yeah.
See, it's all connected.
The amount of confused I am right now.
I was too.
See, this is like, I say this, but she knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
She's, you know, demon queen, and the demons in the closet are her friends, and her friends say hi. Those are the things in the closet.
By watching it at home, you invite them in.
Mm-hmm.
White people scary. I don't know what's going on. See, this is the thing about trying to have a horror related discussion with people that do know stuff about horror against someone that doesn't, is I'm sitting here going like, is that a thing? What, like, legitimately, you guys could go and pretty much tell me anything of like, oh yeah, see, in horror movies there's this sort of trope, and I'll go like, huh. Okay, because just the amount of, no! Like, in the last episode, when we were talking about Bird Box, still have not seen the movie. I realize that odds are it's probably not nearly as freaky as it really is supposed to be.
Like,
yeah, like, suspenseful and all that. I have a, like, okay, it took me at least a full year to actually watch Get Out. Okay, because I was sitting there going like, it fits in the horror movie genre. Mm. And I sat there going like, I don't need to watch this movie if it's going to freak me out. Now looking back, and like, there was nothing freaky about the stupid movie.
It's
okay.
Psychological.
No, it might be psychological for you guys. I look at it and go like, that's legitimately what like is always in my brain. Okay, it's just what's going on with white people?
I mean, what's his name? The director. What was the Key and
Jordan Peele?
Jordan Peele. I knew him from Key and Peele. So I was like, Key and Peele.
I could literally see the mental math going like, which one is he? If I say the wrong one, is that racist?
I mean, yeah. Anyways, no, but to see him like go from the comedy to more of that thriller has been amazing. I think that's so cool that it's just like, I'm really funny. Now I'm going to make you poop your pants.
Yeah, that's a legitimate worry for me. But yeah, I mean, it's that just shows depth. But like I said, it's something where I just don't go to where the scary thing can be seen. Okay, so yeah, like I said, you guys are still like way far ahead of me. Like the amount of naivete that was there in our first episode, you know, was just like, so horror cosplay, that's a thing. Don't kill me.
Don't kill me. That's a thing. You were very intimidating, but like,
thank you,
in a good way.
Thank you. I know.
Like, if I saw you on the street, I'd probably cross, but I'd also like. What? Look at you like, I also want to be your best friend.
It's more like, you know that if you're not my best friend, I will kill you in your sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I get that.
It's that.
That's exactly how it is.
I'll kill you.
Yeah. Cut that segment right there. Ooh, that sounded strangely sexual. Sorry.
Bleep, bleep, bleep. White people.
That was me rewinding. I don't know why that was the bleep, bleep, bloop.
I just look at you all and sit there and go like, you know, there are times when I'm sitting here in this chair for like the last 2 years, I just let people go on with whatever they're talking about, because me trying to sit there and explain what's going on or me trying to psychoanalyze what the hell what that was is just, it's not nearly as entertaining as just letting you go and sludge through your own mental vomit.
Well, that's what happens when you get me and Moody together.
Yeah. It's called a rabbit hole. And the better one.
Go on.
I was going to say, this would be a time where you would turn your back on me and join sides with her and help kill me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, since Carly Carly isn't here right now, she's one day away from returning, but at the moment she is still in New York. You know.
This is the second time we've been apart in a year. Over a year.
Oh my God! Shut the hell up!
I know. I know.
Look,
it's like, okay. It's I had 3 months away.
I know, but it's like the second time.
Look, okay. I will say this. All right, it doesn't matter necessarily how long the person is gone. It's always maybe about like 2 days into it that you're like, hey, when are you coming home? Because legitimately,
I feel like it depends on the state of the relationship and what stage they're at.
Well,
like,
she's in New York State. I'm in Utah State.
My
wow. God. Oh, dad jokes are strong today.
Look, I'm...
What's brown and sticky, people? What's brown and sticky?
I'm almost a decade into marriage, and anytime Tiff and I are apart for longer than, like, 2 days, I sit there and be like, hey, I'm done being apart right now. I need to, like, be home, and then our normal operating procedure, which isn't much. It's basically just, like, sitting down on the couch doing absolutely nothing together.
Right?
But it's like...
It's like watching a show.
That.
Sharing a tray of nachos.
Legitimately, yes.
Yeah, actually. That's actually exactly what
That's
it
all
is.
Me and Jenna do is, like, what show do we want to watch? We can choose Avatar, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or an anime.
Yeah. See, and it's always like the couple of days beforehand that you're always like jazzed, like, I'm taking a trip, I'm looking forward to this, and then you get into that, and it's just like, even when we had our Lake Tahoe trip, it took maybe a full day for me to sit there and go like, hey, I'm ready to go home.
I mean,
well, that was
that could be a good experience.
Yeah, because you're with people from work, so I would want to
make fun of it.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had fun because I was away from work.
I'm glad.
I was very
with you guys at Lake Tahoe.
What?
In spirit.
Don't remember when I took your photo and edited myself into it?
Oh yeah.
No.
It was lonely.
He was doing it on the chat. Okay. The one crazy chat. But biggest thing I got out of that trip was how trippy the motion light was.
The what?
Oh, between the one over the little dresser.
Like the nightstand had a motion detector light.
Okay.
So yeah. When you got out of bed, to turn on. It was freaky.
Why? Why would you do that?
So you can see.
I was like,
I mean, just I live in darkness vision. Like the rest of us. What are you? Yeah, it's, if you turn on the light, it's gonna hurt your night vision.
We were over in the Hilton. There was a whole lot of unnecessary everything that went on just with that room. Where it's like, this is awesome. Why would you ever really need that? You know, it's like that having the robes. That was fun.
It's called rich people problems.
I know. It was a thing. Yeah. You know, and then like the platter of food that we're sitting there, like we don't want to touch it because we might get charged, and I don't feel like getting charged. Or like walk, like even though everything was provided by the old company Terminix that I worked for, like on check-in they're sitting like, would you like your complimentary like glass of champagne? And it's like, yes.
Did I give you mine? Just say no. I gave you mine, didn't I?
I went to an art store in Vegas that did that. Yeah. It was a glass porcelain store that was like, here's some champagne. And I'm like, why would you give people alcohol in an art store full of glass?
To drink and make horrible decisions, thus buying stuff.
Yeah, like that's what Nordstrom does. So when they do like their big holiday sale, they provide alcohol like continuously. It's just like you don't have to pay for it, they just give it to you. Well, they give you a band if you know they check your ID, but they get people drunk so that they spend tens of thousands of dollars.
This one's more like just knock shit over.
No, they do too, but like you're looking at them all passed out on the couch and you're like, thanks for the nice commission.
I'm not gonna lie, I've utilized that before, like with anything that I want to get, and Jenna's like hesitant on it. I'm like, hey, let's have a few glasses of wine. Oh, by the way, there's this purchase. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. You decide if you want it or not.
Oh no! Did you just say that on public?
Oh, she knows.
No, okay. I'm just like, did you just out yourself or?
No,
just
she knows.
Okay.
No,
we had talked about it before because it was for the Xbox Game Pass, and I was like, it's only $1 a month right now, and we can get it. It'll you know, give games for the family to play. And I was like, after a few, I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. You decide if we get it or not. Because we were kind of like on the edge. And then I came back and she's like, you left me and I bought it. I was like, well.
Those are the times in marriage you sit there like, I'm not going to say that that was what I was planning, but I was really hoping that was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's marriage.
Yeah. Marriage is what brings us together. If anybody knows an actor who can do that part, I need them for something.
Didn't we? We actually do. Because wait, who did that over at your?
Kyler did it.
Yeah, Kyler. Yeah, it's like I know Kyler. Yeah, so that was
cool. At my wedding. They said that.
Yeah,
I need like the whole thing.
Because
we'll be in a castle for this.
We didn't have a video. I think it was just pictures.
No. Yeah, it's like that part was just... There was a lot that night that there are some elements that were caught on camera and other elements that just weren't.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up last episode when you were talking about your backflip.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
He did a backflip and the photographer did not.
Okay, there's many things. Like I said, we've been over the things that have gone on over at your wedding that were wrong, that all involve me. Like, everything that kind of went wrong with your wedding all involved me.
No. I did a strip dance.
The food was not your fault.
Okay, yes.
That was traffic.
The food wasn't my fault. But then, like, okay, the me getting put to the back of the bus... walking.
So true. I was at the altar, you guys. This was not me. But like, my wedding party put Stefan to the back of the line.
It's like it was something where it's like, okay, I forget like what order that you were doing it in, but it was like, okay, everyone would go up, you know, in singles and whatnot and do their little dance. And the fact that like I was at the end of the line and felt the need to go and point that out right before everyone was walking. So like when we're sitting there kind of like behind the scenes, all like standing over inside the room, I sit there and go like, hey guys, don't want to necessarily go and point this out to make you guys nervous, but is it weird that the black guy is at the back of the bus and everyone, like I'm still meeting people for the first time during that. Yeah. Everyone goes like, it's only Jenna and Kaden that are going like, that's funny.
Well, because the way we had set up was, you know, it was groomsmen, bridesmaid, or reversed, I think, but it was how long we had known them. So first up was, I think, Jenna's friend Katie, and then it was Kyler for me, and then someone else. And we had only known each other for, like, what, a year?
Yeah,
if that. So he just ended up being the last person.
So it's like...
the last unlockable.
Well, okay, so it went from, like, okay, I'm the last person to... it was supposed to go off of, like, these different cues in, like, in the song where it's, like, you kind of walk up slowly and then all of a sudden you do a dance and it'd be over at a certain point. Well, everyone got to go and do their part of the dance. So everyone, like, got to do their, like, slow walk up and then did their dance. But then when it came to my portion where I start walking up, the cue for the dance doesn't show up in the song anymore. So it's, like, I'm sitting there just walking up, like... well, I guess I just don't get to dance, so I just sort of just walk.
Well, because the song was something just like this by the Chainsmokers. Well, Coldplay featuring the Chainsmokers. Yeah. But so it was like the do-do-do-do part that everybody danced. But his was like at that weird in-between where there was just, it's just like calm music. There's not that small segment where you dance.
Yeah.
And so... I mean, when it came back up, we were all in the line and kind of groovy.
Yeah, it's like we're sitting there over on the line and whatnot, and then all of a sudden I kind of look, like we're standing there at the like at the actual line all up over there, and it's right before Jenna's about to start walking up the aisle, and I kind of lean over, I'm like, guys, should I just do a backflip real quick? And all of them go like, yeah. So like the photographer, whoever you had going to actually doing the video, was doing a really great job of capturing everyone. All up until that point, right, you see inside the video of me going like, and then all of a sudden, as soon as that goes on, she catches everybody else other than me. And you just see like all the dudes sitting there looking off camera and going like, yeah. I land and go like, and then all of a sudden she pans right back. So it's just like, okay, you know, so there was that. And then, like, later on during the night, so you know how, like, during a wedding, most people put, like, just married over on the back and whatnot? Yeah, so during, like, during the reception and whatnot, me and a couple of the groomsmen, we just went outside to go and start writing, like, practical jokes
during
and stuff
like
that.
During, like, sexy dance, I want to point out.
Yeah.
I was so...
We missed the sexy dance and whatnot, so...
I basically stripped for her.
Yeah, he did.
I danced to Panic at the Disco's Death of a Bachelor.
Oh, damn.
There's a video of it on Facebook if you want to watch
it. Yeah.
And see, I'm all up on her grinding.
And like,
and her dad's watching.
There was supposed to, like, I remember before before all the wedding plan, or like during the wedding plans and whatnot, there was supposed to be where all the groomsmen were going to learn to actually dance.
It was supposed to be like a boy band dance at first, and all the groomsmen were involved, and it was going to be like, I was JT, and you know, they were everyone else whose names people don't remember.
But then, like, no one could meet up for the actual choreographer dates.
So it just ended up being me, and then I, half of it was choreographed.
Choreographed.
Choreographized.
It's fine.
Do we make up words on this?
Yes, we do.
Words and
add
things.
It to the dictionary. And then the other half, I kind of just winged it.
Yeah. So it's like, I completely missed that. But yeah, in the process of missing that and writing stuff over on the car, I thought it was a good idea to bring up an inside joke from your bachelor party. That I really shouldn't have put on the car.
Bachelor party that I got a phone call, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, called her. I remember that.
Yeah, we won't talk about that.
That was a thing.
Drunk.
was fun.
It's okay. Another personal story time. At my bachelor party, I went to the bathroom and I called Jenna on Messenger video chat. And I was like, hey, hon, we're having such a good time. Everything's fine. Everyone's a little drunk. Also, I'm peeing. Back to you. And I, like, aimed it down. I'm like, obviously, you don't see anything because it's tucked in the toilet. But she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, everything's fine.
Yeah. There's so many bad decisions.
That bachelor party is on YouTube, by the way.
It is. If you want to watch my bachelor party, I think we mentioned it in the last episode, too. But go watch it.
Well, including the phone call that I got, or
no?
Okay,
no.
Good.
I edited that video sober.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Stefan's eggs were in my mouth.
Stefan's eggs were in your mouth. So,
and he also missed
sorry,
you.
But yeah, like I said, there's just, what did I put? Was it
11 inch?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I made a very bad reference to an 11 inch dong.
Dong.
And
well, we were playing a card game, and it was one of the cards was like 11 inch dong.
Yeah. And I put that, I think I put that like right on the passenger side. So it was directly where everyone was going to see it. I really hadn't thought that far. So it's like, and I'm sitting like, all the groomsmen were sitting there like, such a fun time, such a fun time. Yeah, it's going to be great. And then all of a sudden, like, end of the night, you know, everyone's walking out. We're sitting there doing our goodbyes, and it's right over there. That's when it kind of occurred to me, like, oh crap. This is friends and family. It might not have been a good idea to do that. And I knew that it really was a bad idea when I saw your face, because you went from like, ha ha, to.
Yeah.
Well, and you started going like not saying it out loud, but you're going, no, you did say it. You're like, really? Really? And that's when all the groomsmen went from like, ha ha, to like, ha. Oh.
Yeah.
And we did like a collective look at each other like, too far, too far.
There was also, I don't know who put it, it might not have been you, but on the back, someone put anal.
Oh no.
I don't.
It was either Sean or me.
I don't.
Did you guys go out with them?
I think we went afterwards.
Yeah, I think, because
we wanted to make the 11 inch. Not feel alone.
There was a lot of sexual references on the car.
Oh,
and
no.
we did not take any of the paint off because for my wedding, me and Jenna both had a really bad cold and we were absolutely sick.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah.
So we just spent the next couple days sleeping. Like, I think at the wedding, one of her friends were like, so what are you going to do after the ceremony? What are you going to do after the receptions? And I said, we're going home to bed. And obviously, wedding night, she was like, Kaden! I'm like, no, like, we are literally going home and sleeping because we're sick. I ran off to the bathroom like 12 times to get napkins to blow my nose.
Six wedding sex, yeah.
Sounds great, let me tell you.
So much bodily fluids.
Oh,
not fun. But
you're welcome.
You know
the sparklers were cool at the end.
Yeah, yeah. And see,
at
like,
the end of sex.
Sparklers with sex.
See, now I just thought boob tassels with sparklers. Just like,
woo! I mean, that is a thing.
Let's make this.
I know it's a thing.
It's a thing.
I know it's a thing.
Yay.
So,
what are we staring at?
Carly doesn't want to see drunk Brandon.
No,
but
no.
She also wants to see the party.
Yeah, drunk Brandon is a thing of the past.
Yeah.
So
it'll show
still
you
cold sober.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We already talked about that last episode as well.
Oh,
I
went cold turkey drinking.
Yes.
After my wonderful repainting of your bathroom.
And if you want to go and rehear that story, go back
to
episode
out the last
132.
Episode. Essentially, he threw up all over my bathroom, and then I cleaned it up.
So,
while I was passed out on the
while toilet. He was passed out,
it was an experience.
It was
right.
You had to be there.
You did.
Well, since we do have such a fantastic guest over on the podcast.
Oh yeah, you're here.
It feels only.
Oh yeah, you're here.
I didn't mean that as like a bad thing. I was like, oh yeah, we should probably be talking about Moody and like her stuff now. Not like a...
Oh.
Go ahead,
ideas.
Keep on going, because explaining it is so much better. So yes, it's been a little bit since the last time you were on the podcast, but now
thank
since
God.
We're doing this a little bit different, i.e. actually the
sponsored
live stream...
Becker.
Yeah,
what?
You guys. Yeah, you guys.
We're
getting
separated.
You guys. Yeah, getting you guys back inside the same arena again.
I'll treat you.
Even
like
though
my God.
I will say this is still not the infamous showdown episode.
No.
Nope.
Like
no,
I said,
Moody versus Woodpecker.
We'll see. Like,
who will survive?
It's
Madam, obviously.
It's no longer in a thing about how many times survive. People have been on the podcast, because now technically, like, you're a stagnant cast on the podcast, yeah. So you're
comedy isn't stagnant.
You don't count.
You should not be proud of that sort of joke.
I said I hope I'm not being stagnant on my comedy.
Again, you should not be proud.
I want to be funny. That's why I'm hoping. That's why I'm still here. Is that people are like, you know what, that Brandon kid?
I can't help it.
He's kind of funny.
I can't help it. What?
I don't know. I'm listening to him, and I'm dealing with y'all.
I looked at the stream, and it was like the last second of me bouncing.
This is the issue with you guys watching the live stream at the same time.
And if you guys want to see the live stream.
Like I said, so yes, if you want to be able to see the craziness that's going on.
As it happens.
Okay, if you want to see the live stream, go over to our Patreon. And if you subscribe to the $1 tier, you get the live stream. As Tyler wonderfully put it, it's only $12 a year. That's the price of McDonald's.
And the interrupting Stefan is quite strong.
I just did your job for you.
Which everyone seems to do every single time.
Again.
You shut
up. At least Carly's not here. That would be a mess.
She's watching.
Would you like to take a turn? Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
I hate all of you guys right now. So, yes. But, yes. So, like I said, as the guest being over on the new podcast, it's something where I've wanted to go and ask you so many different questions of different things that have been going on with you. What? Right. So, first, I'll just say, like, how has the moody been lately? Yes.
I love your song. It's so cute. Are you speaking English right now?
She's speaking.
Are you okay?
She's speaking in giggle.
Here, let me
it's
just
all
like
connected.
Reset I'm this back here real quick. Okay, there we go.
Got it? Okay.
We're good.
I just opened business a couple months ago. Madam Moody Costume Designs. Hi, my bitches. Let me say that again. Hire me, bitches. I said it wrong. I need money. Yeah.
I mean, same?
What?
Same. Everyone needs money.
Yeah, I know.
But you do need
money. I really need
money. Go give her money.
She's
good at her job.
I'm very good at my job. Actually, don't argue with me with the rates, because I'm sick and tired of that bullshit.
Custom work costs.
See, but you knew that was going to be a thing going into this. Like,
Dance Moms drive me crazy.
It's like we had even talked about that before you had opened, as far as like,
I know.
Yeah, just realized that, you know, people are always going to sit there and go like, oh, okay, so I need this done and this and this and this and this.
$5.
And you're going to charge a nickel, right?
You're funny. You're funny. You get what you pay for. So, yeah. Also started a podcast because of Stefan. He's all like, podcast, go, shoved me into it.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, okay, so you had brought up the idea as far as like, I kind of want to start a podcast, and I did my normal, like, do it. You need to go and do this, okay? And then when it was just sort of like, it didn't do anything for a long while, and then I think we were over at Watchtower. I forget what the hell we were discussing.
Was that
when I came up?
I legitimately cannot remember.
At one point.
Yeah, it's like, because I think we were going and talking about the podcast, and then you were all, oh yeah, I have a website through Squarespace. I'm like, well, then you already have what you need.
Oh yeah, that thing that I need to pay for. Hire me, bitches. I need money.
Yeah, hosting.
So yeah, it's Steam Rippers and Dremels podcast. It's with my boyfriend, fiance, husband thing.
He's just a thing. He's just a thing.
You're
just
in that weird ambiguous, like,
yeah,
you're a
like,
thing.
There we just...
That hunk of meat.
No, hunky boyfriend.
I know,
boyfriend.
But no, to me, he's a hunk of meat.
Oh, well, you gotta tell him that, because he'll eat that.
Clean and objectifying.
He likes to be objectified so much. The first few episodes are a bit rocky, so you gotta bear with us, but it gets so much better. It's about couples in cosplays, how you met, if you're married, how you get cosplays to work with each other, if one's the supporter and one's the cosplayer, both cosplayers, whatever, what have you. We have quite interesting guests so far. LGBTQIA, RSTUV, friendly, very explicit sometimes, be warned, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be like, okay, I need to define my podcast, and then how does my podcast make sense? You know,
yeah, so, eventually.
Yeah, it does. But yeah. Those first couple episodes when you think you know what you're doing, like all the planning that goes into like, okay, it's going to go this way and this way and this way, and it's going to be perfect, but I'm going to leave room for error. And then it doesn't go at all the way that you think it does.
Well, I know what I was doing. Josh did not. I'm like, people like our banter. And then one episode, it was like every other sentence was flirty with me. And it's like, nobody wants to hear that, okay? I'm sorry. It's like, you're hot. Okay, we talk about cosplay. Ooh, you're hot. Okay, well, nobody cares. You're hot. Come on.
At the same time, though, can you blame him?
Oh, shh. Where's your Superman?
He's hot. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if I was to do a podcast with Jenna, I obviously would be like,
show me your boobies.
I love you, and you are amazing, and, like, damn.
I don't know if I could join you in there, because Tiff and I have done it. They haven't come out, but like after doing episodes of the podcast, I would leave the microphones on, and sometimes I would do like little mini episodes with my kids just to be like, I think this would be kind of fun to go and do. And then yeah. I did some episodes with Tiff. They were never like, oh my god, you're hot. It was usually just like Tiff sitting in front of the microphone like, what do I say? You're like, oh, let's talk about this. Great. What do I say?
That's anytime I play video games with Jenna. She's like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Get jumped.
Mini episodes Mondays. Moods Mondays. It's mental illness with cosplay. How to deal with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things where I love seeing how you've like really progressed in your idea. Cause I remember when it was like, okay, I'm going to do the podcast, but then what else do I do? And I remember like, okay, well, maybe you could try this and then try that. And then you start doing that, but then also start doing a lot of other stuff too. I was like,
why do you think I want to do it?
Yeah, right. See, and that's like,
translation. I have too much on my plate. Give me money, bitches.
I can talk to toddlers. It's so much fun talking to toddlers. They're the best.
Actually, my youngest, Kaisa, when I used to babysit him, because before me and my wife were married, I was the nanny. I know, porno, right? Anyways.
Is she banging the nanny?
Anyways. Kaisen used to come up with like weird languages. Like he'd be like, shlipnop, it's a good, it's a good, it's a good, and I'd be like, fucking okay. And he'd be like, okay. He'd be like, well played, sir.
I talk to my dog like that.
Same. Right? And they look at you and you're like, you're fucking weird. And then go back to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Or she'll just be like, I have to pee. Like, can you just suit up, woman? Let's go.
Every morning.
Right?
Every morning. Right. I'm like, I'm in my pajamas. I don't want to go outside. And it's like,
take me.
You scratch on the door. I'm like, I don't want to fucking go outside.
Mine goes,
that's kind of what Carly is when she wants to get food.
Damn, dude, she's watching.
What are you doing? When she wants food, she's like,
Dick, divorce me. Dick, divorce me.
I've lived this long. Speaking whatever.
Slow watch to continue living.
Stop testing death. Oh. Stop testing death.
She won't kill me.
You know that I'm like, I'm right there, and she's just like, hold.
She won't kill me.
No, she said, hold, honey. Just hold. And just at any minute now, she's going to be like, go. Get him.
She's
I'm waiting to see if she says anything.
No, what was it? She's the, what the dog, your dog in my D&D campaign. Charlie controls it.
Honey.
Honey. Yeah, the what is she?
Mastodon?
The Mastiff.
Mastiff.
He owns a Mastiff
I love
in my
Mastiffs! Oh my god.
Yeah, he owns a Mastiff in my D&D campaign called Honey.
It's bigger
and
than I am.
The first it's like his companion and the first like instant Carly shows up. Carly like rolls like a natural 20 animal handling and like makes Honey go attack him.
It drags me off.
It's the best thing ever.
Here's a good dog. Here's a good dog. Oh, you are. Oh, you're so cute. Oh my god. Get him.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
She hasn't said anything yet.
I know.
Yet, being keyword.
But she's also in New York.
She's in New York. Dude.
She's in the future. She already knows what
happened. Have you been to New York? I mean, hello.
No, I have not. I want to, though. I need to go back east. It looks beautiful.
You stand in one spot and you're entertained for hours.
You're not wrong. The one and only time I've been to New York, I had fun and then didn't have fun. And then I stupidly walked onto a movie set. Well, me and my buddy were walking over onto a movie set, which you can't quite see us in the actual shot.
Oh, no. Stumper Dumper.
Die Hard. It's with Ashton Kutcher.
No Strings Attached.
Seriously can't remember.
Brittany
Friends
Murphy?
With Benefits. Prince. The Guardian.
No, that's
just married.
So I remember the scene. It's where he's on his phone and he starts running after a cab. Because
my car?
That literally could be any rom-com ever. Like, God. Come on.
Maybe it's just married.
Is it with Brittany Murphy? Was she not there?
No, I think it was with Cameron Diaz.
Cameron
Diaz. God dang it!
Or Katherine Heigl.
I seriously can't remember.
I don't like it right now.
It's something where, like, I remember it was me and my buddy Paul. We're walking down a street and we're in suits because we were doing kind of like a religious thing at the same time. And we're sitting there chatting back and forth. And it's like we're just sitting there walking and all of a sudden we turn a corner and we see Ashton Kutcher in the middle of the street. And it's like we couldn't see anything else because we were still kind of like partway through the corner. We're like, dude, is that Ashton Kutcher? And we just start seeing him book it. We're just like, the hell? You know? So all of a sudden, like, we start, like, that's when we actually start turning the corner. And that's when we see cameras and people and everything.
Production.
And we see all the cameras directed over at us. And all of a sudden, like, we go, like,
And we start backwards. Back it up.
And we're sitting there, like, oh, okay, what? That's a thing. So all of a sudden, like, we're still kind of right around the corner. Well, all of a sudden, like, we hear, cut! Go! And we're like, okay, well, maybe that's something else. And all of a sudden, like, the casting director starts running over around the corner and comes up and is like, okay, you guys were in the shot, so technically we need you to sign a waiver.
Oh, no.
So all of a sudden we're like, okay.
Oh, God.
So we sign the waiver of just like a release of being able to use our images over in there. And then when the movie came out later, God, I want to remember. Wait. Something in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas?
Yeah.
With Cameron Diaz?
Yeah. That's the movie. Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay, so it's the scene over in New York. I need to go and find that. But yeah, it's like it's when all of a sudden he starts toward, I think it's like towards the end of the movie, but he starts booking off for that. We spent forever trying to like actually figure out if we were actually in the movie and whatnot. Because what sometimes happens is even if you're an extra and you're in a shot, but you're mistakenly in a shot, you can still get paid for it. We actually got checks.
That's
for being
awesome.
Inside the movie, even
$10.
Though we weren't in the movie. Okay, it's like, because we had sat there going like, I think you can see like our arms, or I think you can go and do that. Because they only did that one little mistaken shot. But like for the rest of the day, they didn't shoot anymore. So they must have got other shots before then or did a really good job of editing. Because you can still see the corner, so yeah.
Did you, like, on the waiver, did you have to put, like, your address?
Yeah, it's like, you have to put your address and contact information, your name. It's like, you have to put everything down.
I don't know these things. I just English.
So it was something where it's like, we dumb, stupidly walked onto a set over in New York. And I was like, that was a thing. But then, like, still had a pretty decent trip all the rest of the time where it's like, New York is fantastic for, like, have really comfortable shoes because you will walk everywhere. Getting a cab in New York is A, expensive, and B, just stupid. Okay, you can find anything. And much like Utah, they have kind of like a similar grid system where it's like, I need to find what's on 5th and 42nd Street. Guess what? Just go in the grid order and you can find whatever street you're looking for.
Nice.
You know, mm-hmm. so it was a Shout really good trip. System. Yeah, it's like, and then people, we had that same kind of like, oh, people over in New York, they must be like obnoxious and kind of mean. Freaking Grand Central Station, we walked up to a dude that we thought was going to like kill us. It was the nicest dude in the world. And we were just like,
why did you walk up to a dude you thought was going
to
kill you?
Because we needed to know where the hell we were supposed to go. Like, we also got turned around at first. Like,
he's like, that guy's going to kill us. Let's go talk to him.
I mean, at that point,
that's how I kind
of just standing around and just sort of like doing this. I'm just like, I need to talk to somebody, and he's the only one there. And he's like, why not? Whatever. So just me walking up over to him. Yeah, it was a thing. But yeah, it's like, will I ever go back to New York? Probably, but will it be something that I want to do? Never. Would I ever want to, like, New York is a great place to go once just to be able to do, and then multiple times if you actually have a reason to go back.
Yeah.
Yay.
Me.
Yeah. See, yeah. You have a reason to go back.
I have very much reasons to go.
Going back to the whole, like, looks like they're going to kill you, but is the nicest people ever. I used to go to AA meetings, and it's always like the typical leather jacket, chains, beards, tattoos, badass looking guys. First going there, I was like, these people are scary. But then I got talking to them, and they're like the nicest people ever. They're like, yeah, I helped this old lady cross the street. I helped this mom with her kids trying to take the groceries in. I'm like, oh, honey, you're so great.
They got you back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if anybody tried to mess with you, I'm pretty sure they'd be like, fuck you. Go down.
Yeah.
They're great.
That was a good part about that. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
No,
what
did we do? It was nice. Me? It was nice. Yes, action. It was nice. There you go. So, yeah.
I think that means to kill me.
Probably. Well, is this a movie or are we filming something?
I don't know. I'm like, what?
What are we at? What are we filming?
Nothing.
The death of Brandon.
If we're shooting the death of Brandon, it should be from this perspective, Genius.
I can't. I'm stuck.
Help. Us filming you.
And not in a kinky way.
Brandon Peck dies at the end.
How many times I've had to put on Crackbrain stuff, this is not a porno.
Hashtag butt stuff.
Yeah, that was a thing for a while.
Wait a second.
A while.
I what have was the hashtag blue arrow?
Blue arrow hate?
Blue arrow hate. I can't talk. I can speak. Can you English for me today?
Yeah. I don't know what you're saying, so I don't know.
Okay, never mind. Yeah.
I don't know the hashtag. What's the hashtag?
The amount. Early days. Yeah, it was. Well, okay, yeah, there's been hashtag blue arrow hate. There's been hashtag we are member.
I know that we are member.
Hashtag butt stuff. Hashtag team same voice before. Like, there was team same voice for me and Izzy Keener. And then there's hashtag team same name for me and Stefan from Vegas. So there's so many hashtags.
You're welcome.
Left cheek. Hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheek.
Yeah, left cheek.
Left cheek.
Yeah, left cheek. Oh, not a porn. Yeah.
I remember that one.
There's so.
That was great.
So many things. Right. So, oh yes.
Oh, which, sponsored by.
Sponsored by.
It's Madame Mouta cosplay.
Yeah, that yeah,
that was great.
Hitting this leg on the table, and I keep thinking I'm playing footsies with the people next to me, and I'm like, I did it with Ray, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, and then I just did it with you, and I'm like,
that's not me.
I know it's not you.
I have tiny baby feet.
Legitimately have no idea what's going on
anymore. It's okay.
Stop playing footsie with people.
Sorry, Jenna.
She wants to play. Never mind. I'll stop it right there. Stop.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, since we...
Next segment.
I love you guys. I swear to God, I love you guys. Maybe. All right. Since we actually have kind of like a good panel of cosplayers and, you know, beginner cosplayer.
Okay, I have not cosplayed anything in my life.
Actually, that's a lie. Okay, that's because you did show up over at Thanksgiving Point being Wolverine.
Wolverine. I will count that. I also did Hagrid at Wizarding Days.
Yep.
Oh, that was a good Hagrid.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
So
it was just yarn.
I know.
That I took. Do you still have it?
I do. I do still have that. I have all the things. I need to get in shape so I can do a better Wolverine.
See, the amount of things that we, like, because I even have a conversation with him, like, hey, me and him have to get in better shape because of a production that we're planning. Yeah, like,
quiet.
Work out, Brandon.
I remember that. He came up and he was like, just fix all of this. And I was like, damn.
Like, I'm already in pretty good shape.
I mean,
I was like,
you cute, you're
but
cute.
You need to get bigger arms.
Round is a shape.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it like I said, there's something being planned, which you know the full scope of and whatnot. And I've continued to sit there and work out even more on.
I haven't worked out yet.
Yeah, I know.
My job's a workout.
Yeah, but then there's...
I'm not doing the definition.
Yeah, it's like, see, and that's the thing where it's like, because even like for me personally, I'm have to go and work out for an actual... So I promised a friend that I would do a 300 shoot. Mm. Okay. Stop looking at me.
I mean, I don't mean to objectify you, but...
Yeah, it's like, so, you know, the last... 3 weeks has actually been me starting to step up my workout, and yeah, there's that. So me getting to sit here and tell you, like, hey, so I've got this thing planned. That's not a 300 shoot. I need you to go and start working out.
They don't want me in a 300 shoot. Just plain and simple.
I didn't say it.
I'll do one.
I think
we can just shave abs into my hair on my belly. I'd be like, hey.
Airbrush is a wonderful thing.
I do.
Makeup is amazing.
You know what sucks, though? I have to get EKGs pretty regularly, but fuck it. I can't say my R's because half my tongue's out of my mouth. But anyways, I have to get EKGs pretty often, and they have to shave.
Uh-huh.
And I get, like, shave spots on my legs, shave spots on my chest, and I come home, and I just have 2 shave spots right here, and Jenna's just like, nah. And I'm like,
throw back to the waxing video.
See, even then, like, I don't even feel for you with that, because I had 3.5 years of shaving my legs and my junk for Dive. Okay, it's like, okay, shaving. Yeah, it's like shaving the legs was more like, okay, whatever, just want to go and look good. But shaving, like, my actual crotch was more or less just like, okay, trying to deal with a Speedo. When you're in high velocity rotations and whatnot, sometimes if you don't have things just right, little things can kind of make a little appearance. So actually having skin on Speedo actually helps to kind of like keep it inside.
I'm sure it's a little thing.
It's 18 inches.
I'm just imagining you doing a girl thing where you're like this. Shaving.
So.
That okay. Is what girls look like. We look like, you know, we're like.
See, and that's why, like, I can sit there and, like, flip them, like, okay, get that, and then...
Is it up here? I flip it real quick. For those who aren't watching the video, exactly, he just, like, had his hand out by his shoulder. Like, is it a bazooka? What are you packing down there, man?
This is so what I wanted to happen.
You didn't even, like, you did that subconsciously, too, like...
This is why I can't have a conversation sometimes with you guys.
Your dick gets in the way. I'm trying to look at your face, I'm looking at the other head, because it's on your shoulder. Talk about the elephant in the room.
Sorry, Tiff. The elephant trunk, you mean?
Okay. Okay, guys.
How do I... My cheeks hurt. And not my butt cheeks.
Just say which one.
Ow. Stop smiling.
So you're shaving your testicles with a razor.
You okay? You
good?
You're good.
How do I go on with the story? Because now I can't stop thinking about, like, what hand gestures do I that are modest?
At least I didn't do the whole thing.
Okay, anyway, so it's like, so flip up and then shave. And what, I'm not doing anything for, I'm gonna have one arm behind my back. Okay.
You're still flipping up with this hand.
You have to shave.
I don't think you're gonna win this one.
You shave like this?
No, it's what you do it with the hand, the straight razor with the leather, and the barbers go.
I don't use that on the side of my junk, sitting there like it's made of Teflon steel, too.
I know. Straight razors scare me, though.
They're fun.
I got one, and it was the worst shave I've ever had.
It's because you didn't do it right.
I didn't do it. The professional did it. He cut me, like, first slice, and then he was, like, all scared the rest of the time.
Then they didn't do it right, because I've had a straight razor shave, and it is magical. Mm-hmm. I've also had a straight razor shave, and it was scary, but it was smooth.
Well, yeah.
Your face right now.
My father-in-law kind of gets me because I was talking about trimming my beard, and my mother-in-law was like, why don't you just have Jenna do it if all the barbers mess up? And I was like, well, some days I don't want her near there. And father-in-law immediately comes in and is like, because you don't want your wife to have a razor near your throat some days? I'm like, yup.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. It's just
how it is.
Yeah.
It's how it is. You should know that.
Like I said, I trust Tiff with the utmost 97% trust.
Yeah.
Like, except for when it comes with that. And it deals very little with, like, oh my God, she's going to get mad at me and cut. No, it has more along the fact of, like, we have what we call purple butterfly moments. So it's times when, like, you're doing one thing and then all of a sudden you become immediately distracted and enthralled with something else going on. I don't want her to have one of those moments while she's cutting my junk. Because it's happened where, like, I used to go and do a thing where I would have these parties where I'd sit there and be like, hey, I need to go and have people shut up.
Parties. You know what that makes it sound like, right?
We all thought of the same thing.
Is it a
tea
party? Is that what that is? I just learned what that was last year. What's a Tupperware party?
No. You make it burp.
You make it burp?
You make it burp when you shut it.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, continue. You have parties.
Balls. Party. Balls. What?
I'm going to just put this out. Yeah. When you said, like, you making it burp off of Tupperware and whatnot, I don't know why, but I just had queefing in mind.
I was thinking Aladdin. Like the beginning part of Aladdin when he makes the Tupperware burp. It's like, oh,
still good. Anyway.
That's where I went. You turned it into something else after I turned the first thing into something else.
You're welcome.
Okay, but you're having a party where you're shaving your testicles.
No, they're not shaving testicles. But I used to have cut my hair parties where it's like I have to go and cut my hair, and I realized that with my hair it's like an Etch-a-Sketch. You can't really mess up, so people would come over and be like, yeah, you can go and like style whatever you want inside my hair. So sometimes people would like, usually their first go-to is like, I'm going to write my name in their hair, and that's a cool thing. I'm like, yeah, have fun with it. I don't really care, you know, but I just give everyone kind of like a plot of land and whatnot. So,
it's the earth.
Yeah.
It's
like the amount of times when like it would become Tiff's turn and Tiff would be like, okay, I'm gonna try doing this. And what was that? And going, and it's like, and oh.
You went on someone else's plot of land.
There, it's like you were supposed to have like this and you got this. And fine, reverse Mr. T. Yeah, that's usually what it would wind up being. So,
well, that would be Friar T.
Okay.
I'm thinking Zoolander. Zoolander.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like the Will Ferrell.
Got to.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's so, yeah, it's like I just don't want her to have one of those moments on my testicles. Okay, so.
Are they Greek? My testicles.
It sounds like a god. Where's your weak spot?
I don't know why I'm doing like an old English accent, mainly because I'm American. But anyway, where's your weakness, my testicles? Where's testicles?
Underneath my 18-inch
square. In my groinal area.
So.
Groinal, green.
Oh.
Hercules,
testicles. Yes, please.
See, I know. Why I thought of okay. So as someone on this table that also listens to Geek Show, yes, testicles came out of a conversation with Shannon because do you remember what he would call the show Spartacus?
No, was
boner
it
boner fight?
Yes.
Okay. So I remember having a conversation with him over at it was over at one of the movie nights, over at Broovies, and we're sitting there over at the bar, and I can't really remember what we were talking about, but it started going into Spartacus and whatnot, and I'm just sitting there half drunk, like, okay, and. What's Spotify? Testicles. And he's sitting there like, what? And I'm like, testicles, Bonafide.
Okay. Like, honestly though, you drunk's pretty fun. That's pretty fun.
I haven't been drunk in a long while, so
it's because
I very like I get tipsy. It's like I get different levels. I get like feel good. I get tipsy. I get feel real good, and then I get hey.
Testicles.
How you doing?
So at my bachelor party.
What?
I'd rather have a bachelor party than bachelorette.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well,
I mean, that's just how life is in general. It's better to be a man, unfortunately.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I was just
going to
say, I want to go paintballing for my bachelor party.
No, I'm not going paint. Last time I was paint, I went paintball. I got paintballed in the throat.
Oh, I got it in the mouth.
That's what she said.
I did say that.
I know.
It was so bad.
Do you not know? Yeah.
Fat lip and everything. It was like, well, bam.
I'm not going to be mature.
And then I got splattered everywhere.
You're making Jesus. It so hard.
Well, it's.
But do you feel proud of anything you just said?
No. The stupidity has moved to the right.
I feel pretty.
This is almost gone. That's why.
Oh, you're so pretty. What that is that?
It's a weird sour green apple.
Yeah, there's
rock star drink.
If you wanna try it?
I just was looking. I thought I saw nipple.
The rock star. Give this me one, the subtly
this,
racist.
What does that
rock
say?
Star.
Puberty.
What is this? Watermelon.
What does it say?
It says pure
zero.
Zero.
Yeah. I was so almost right.
I mean,
pure zero to puberty.
Yeah.
Zero to hero.
Really? Oh, full circle. Yes.
It's all connected.
I hate that. Wait, that is your stupid little tagline.
She's helping fill in the blanks. I'm happy.
Wait.
What?
We're on a team?
No, you're just helping me. I don't want you on my team.
Oh. Oh. Show the camera. Show the camera your face.
I'm sorry. That's baby lemon face right there. When you give lemons to babies, that was baby lemon face. That was.
I mean, I don't know if it's that bad, but it is pretty bad. You want to taste?
It's worse than the apple.
It is.
Take it, pass it down.
It's not cocaine!
It's not
cocaine!
You don't want to see me what I look like on sugar.
It's zero sugar. Remember zero to hero?
Yeah, zero sugar, zero calorie, zero.
B vitamins.
I'm a chick. We're supposed to live off of zero calorie.
I'm a dude and I don't live off, like, I live
salad.
Off of
salad. Salad.
Salad.
Salad.
Salami.
It's like a burger minus the burger.
Burger.
Big, yeah. I would Where's like a dumb burger.
That's
it's
Steve
Pink
Martin.
Panther.
Pink Panther.
Pink Panther.
You want it back?
Chug.
so chug, much. Chug, chug, no.
Chug, chug, drink, that drink.
I mean, do you want to give me more caffeine, Uncle?
It's see, this is my issue when it comes to anything watermelon is because it never tastes like watermelon. It just
what does watermelon taste like, though?
Watermelon tastes like watermelon. Okay.
I mean, watermelon is like celery. It's a very distinguished flavor, but it's very
celery's got zero nutrients in it.
Well, but it has a taste. I'm not talking about the nutrients.
Peanut butter.
I thought she was going to say penis.
Celery and penis.
I was trying to be nice.
Thursday night snack.
You put whipped cream on both.
On celery?
Just don't acknowledge him. Just don't.
I am vexed by everything going on right now. Well, now you're just saying white things.
It was a time we were having dinner. My niece was across the table, and I put, you know, whipped cream on my celery just because I wanted a little treat. And she's like, she wanted some. So she held out a celery stick, and I had a Ready Whip thing, and I sprayed it, and it went down the length of the celery all over her face.
Oh, why?
So why would you tell that story?
So she won't take, she won't let me give her any Ready
Whip. What?
And it's Ready Whip.
Ready? Ooh, because that is like this. You were on thin ice right there. You almost said something different, and that was almost really bad.
In a room with a feminist.
She's a very innocent girl.
That didn't make it any better.
So.
Ever seen Bandersnatch?
No. Oh, that's the new American Horror Story?
No, that's the new. It's the
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, yeah. So it's basically the choose your own adventure.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, I've heard about it. I haven't seen it either.
Fuck that show.
They did that on Final Destination 3, like the deluxe edition. You could choose a path.
Probably not as smooth.
But like it wasn't quite as extensive as those choose your own adventure books.
I love that. My favorite choose your own adventure book was
Goosebumps.
Star Wars.
No. Stop agreeing.
Something Obi-Wan Kenobi. And it was a choose your own Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Did you was he on the high ground?
He's always on the high ground.
I know.
We lost the fun. He's gone. He's shaking his head at me. The stupid has transversed back to the left. Is on top of me.
You're welcome.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there. Okay, Ewan McGregor, be Obi-Wan Kenobi again, please.
He'll do it.
You mean Jesus?
Yes, be Jesus. Be my Star Wars Jesus. Please. I saw a picture of, it was Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then Jar Jar Binks next to him, and it was like Satan talking to Jesus.
Oh.
Trying to manipulate Jar Jar. And I was like, this is hilarious.
Oh. What is happening?
Misa all the long time.
What?
I sit there trying to figure out how I can like join said conversation, and I just sit here and go like, nope, that wasn't it. It's basically like waiting for double dutch of like when am I gonna get in? When am I gonna get in? And you just sit there, and it just after a while you sit there, you're being confused by like the people spinning the rope because you're going like, I'm not even gonna. No, that just. No, it's not my time. The last like 5 minutes, I just sat there the entire time being shocked by what you guys were going like, I don't want to go in. Something, no, this is just bad for me. No, so yeah.
You know who else was shocked?
Sure, go ahead.
Mace Windu at the end of episode 3.
You know, are you proud of
anything? I am. That one was good. I'll take that one.
What?
I am the Senate.
And there's treason then.
Crickets.
Because it's like, where do you go from there? There's no good transition into any realm of conversation from there. And you guys just look at me go like, yes, monkey dance.
No one called you monkey.
I knew someone was going to take it, Rachel.
Okay. Well, you looked directly at me as if I'm always the one who does.
Look!
At her? At the wall?
Camera.
I don't know.
She's like,
look at Natsu.
You went like dog whistle octave.
Why do people always feel the need to make a comment when I actually do the. You realize that's a thing that people do is when they get shocked by things, they just go up an octave.
It's because your voice is
one of the best. I did that to everybody, though.
One of your best features. And so that's what gets pointed out. When people think Stefan, they think Stefan's voice because A, podcast, and B, your voice is just amazing.
But see, like, okay, it's I either get the, like, oh, it's the deep voice Stefan. Or the regular voice Stefan. Or then it's the Chris Tucker, like, what you doing, man? Type voice Stefan.
I said dog whistle, so at least I didn't.
Ow.
That was actually a pretty good whistle.
I was surprised that it turned out like that.
So, there we go. Well, okay, so.
Should we talk to people? What are we doing? What's happening?
No.
We're
coming to a close.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, Katie God. Came at the beginning.
We made it.
Because, yes, so, yeah, cool. That's a whole thing. So,
we did it.
Like I said, and I want to say thank you for coming over onto the podcast, which how can people find the pod, find your podcast, find,
oh, me.
You know,
oh,
you and everything like that?
What platforms?
Facebook for Matt and Moody Costume Designs. Hire me, bitches. I need money.
That's not all the same URL.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just Matt and Moody Costume Designs on Facebook. Matt and Moody Cosplay on Instagram, which is more just towards my cosplay. And on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play is Seam Rippers and Dremels. That's it. I think I'm done. Yeah. Nice. I'm good.
That's pretty good. Nice. Yeah, and like I said, tune in over on Mondays over on Nerd Channel.
Okay. Oh, the mini episodes. Sorry, yeah, I'm still planning things, guys. Yeah,
welcome
the mini
sub
Mondays for mental illness. What?
Welcome to running your own business. Ah! You always sounded like SpongeBob for a second.
Ah! I can't do it.
I can't either.
Can I could do dolphin. Ah!
I'm not gonna try. I'm not even gonna try.
At least she's not my dog and sounds like a tauntaun.
Back to Star Wars.
So, yes. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Crackbrain Podcast. Okay, if you want to be able to actually watch what's going on over here, you can join in to our Patreon. $1 gets you access to the podcast and a few other features. As well as if you go on for the $5 and up, you start getting physical rewards.
Oh.
Physical rewards sounds so jacked up, but yes, you can start getting things like our stickers that just have come in. You'll be getting at least one of those a month, as well as the different prints that we'll be doing and so much more in advance. So
hand motions. Oh, I yelled that directly into the mic. Sorry, audience.
That's a thing. So, yes, until next time, people, we thank you for listening, and we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
Love your faces.